There is a place on the south side of Ypsilanti where thousands of people go each year to get free medical and dental care, hot food, free produce, baby items, and love and compassion. Matt Hudson is the executive director of Hope Medical Clinic.
We assume that when people come, it's a humbling thing to have to ask for help. And so we want to provide dignity and respect to all those who come to us. And so if you come to us and you have a need, we're going to meet it. Do some people might be taking advantage of us? Maybe, but we don't know. We just want to serve people and bless them where they're at. And so we err on the side of compassion, and we always want to meet the needs of whoever comes to us.
The majority of people they serve come from Washtenaw County, but Hudson says they have no geographical boundaries and will assist anyone who comes to them for help. He believes they are filling a huge need in the community.
We actually have all of our appointments are usually fully booked with people waiting in walk-in status afterwards. It's one of the places here at the south side of Ipswich that people can actually access fresh produce who maybe don't have opportunities to travel to supermarkets to go get it, or the costs. So it's free. We partner with food gatherers, which we're grateful for that. And we have the space, they have the items, and then we can partner together to meet the needs of those in our community.
Just recently, Hope Medical Clinic repurposed an old building on Harriet Street in Ypsilanti and created a farmer's market where people in need can come shop with dignity several times a week and take what they need for free. Matt Hudson walked me through the new facility.
It used to be a Domino's Pizza and a Dairy Mart, and it was abandoned for a long time, and we purchased it for the sake of needing it for increased parking. And then the city informed us that it would be good for us to do something with it so we could park here. So we decided with our growing produce building, we make it its own space because it was really cramping our dining room with all the programs we have in there. So we completely renovated, overhauled everything on the interior, and now we're serving people, 50 to 60 people a time they come.
Looks like some good stuff. Is this fresh grown produce locally?
Some of it's local. Most of it is rescued from area supermarkets, but also Food Gatherers has their own garden, as well as people who own CSAs will donate to Food Gatherers when it comes to us. So everything here is usually fresh. As you can see, it is not, most of it's not pre-bagged, so people can come and actually shop and get what they want. So it's a real shopping experience, not just coming and grabbing predetermined things and going. So we really want this to feel like a market for people and preserve their dignity.
And they can come in and pick out whatever they want.
Pick out whatever they want.
So this is lettuce.
Growing lettuce. So if you've got some kale over here, Swiss chard, cauliflower, red peppers, some squash today.
As we walked, volunteers stocked the shelves. One of those volunteers is Tara Hipple, a junior social work major at Eastern Michigan University.
I hope I'm a big help. I feel like I am, and I feel great. It's a very, very reassuring feeling that just a little bit of help goes a very long way.
Hope Medical Clinic in Ypsilanti is funded almost entirely by private donations and receives no federal funding. Since its formation in 1982, it has expanded many times to offer services including baby items, a food pantry, and hot meals in addition to the medical services it offers. Executive Director Matt Hudson says this is their bottom line.
We just want to show love to people, and so it doesn't matter who you are, who comes to us, we're going to take care of you if you come.
Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.